This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shane Bieber was asked about the All-Star game yesterday. There was a little bit of media availability. Carlos Carrasco, Tito Francona, it's great. Carlos Carrasco not just getting better, but also throwing off a mound, things like that. That's fantastic. Shane Bieber was asked whether or not getting ready for the second half of the All-Star game is going to make him a better pitcher.
Yeah, I think so. I felt like my debut again, but maybe even bigger. Obviously a bigger stage, and I think any experience you can get on any level at any stage is experience worth having. So I think that can always add to your career and where you've been and where you're going to go. So I think that'll definitely help.
All-Star Shane Bieber. All-Star Game MVP Shane Bieber.
Yeah, you've got to change his name now.
Says the All-Star Game is going to make him a better pitcher as we get ready for this pivotal series against the Minnesota Twins.
I don't think he needed the All-Star Game to make him a better pitcher, but
I think that's something
you say. I don't really necessarily believe that, you know, going up there at an exhibition game. It was a fun game. It was a fun outing. I know we can have the debate, and we have had the debate of whether or not, you know, he should have won MVP, but I think Shane Bieber's been a good pitcher because he's a good pitcher. I don't think that performance.
Oh, well, let's hold off on things for a second here. You don't think that gives him any confidence whatsoever to move forward?
I think he seems to already have the confidence. I don't think that this adds to the confidence.
I don't think you can ever be too confident as a pitcher, though. You can make some silly decisions, maybe, but I don't think you can ever be too confident. He's All-Star Game MVP.
I know.
He won a truck. He's got a truck out in his driveway that says that tells the neighborhood, I am the All-Star Game MVP.
We'll put Stitch It on his jersey.
It's like
when you're the captain.
With the world greatest dad.
The Mandelbaum.
You have the truck that says, I am the All-Star Game MVP. That doesn't get, you really believe that doesn't have any confidence? In perpetuity, he is known to be the All-Star Game MVP.
I think in baseball as a pitcher, you have confidence until you don't have it, and it goes away quickly. Especially someone like him who just hasn't done it in the majors that long. This is a guy who was in the minors over a year ago, you know, just about a year ago.
The entire reason to give him a little bit more confidence?
No, but I think if his confidence level is that fickle that it gets built up by, you know, three at-bats in an exhibition game, then that means it can go away that fast, too.
I don't really buy into that necessarily.
That's
not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying, Slippery Wizard. What I'm telling you is that he's already a confident person, obviously. He's an all-star. But then that's going to add to some confidence. You're an All-Star Game MVP. You got the silver bat.
So now has
All-Star Game MVP.
Has Francisco Lindor and Carlos Santana lost their confidence because of the All-Star?
I beg your pardon.
Has Lindor and Carlos Santana lost their confidence now in Brad Hand because of the All-Star Game?
No, why?
Well, you just said you get it when you play well in the All-Star Game. I guess you'll lose it then, too.
Well, you're
see how silly this is?
Well, maybe the Brad Hand conversation we should put on the shelf. I don't with Santana and with Francisco Lindor, no.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think one moment in time, guys play well in All-Star games all the time, and then you never hear from them again. I don't think that is the definition of whether or not you get it for the rest of your career.
So he doesn't care about being the All-Star Game MVP, or how does that work?
That has nothing to do with what I said.
No, you said it doesn't give him any confidence.
What I'm saying is, I think if...
That'd make him a better pitcher.
Not having a good. There are guys. We went down the list of guys who have been MVPs in the All-Star game before, and then you never hear from them again. So no, I don't think this will change his
career.
There's
still some big.
I don't
names
think
in
what
there.
He did in the All-Star game changes his career one way or another. If he would have not been an alternate in the All-Star game, I think his career would have been just fine. I don't think the All-Star game would have mattered.
Well, I don't think that. Listen, I don't think he's going to go off and be a Hall of Famer just because he got an All-Star Game MVP, even though I think what the pitchers who have been All-Star Game MVPs are actually Hall of Famers. I don't think that he's going to go off and be that guy because of that. I don't think he's going to do that because of that.
That's all I'm saying.
But, boy, there's some big names here, bud. I mean, you got Mike Trout, Eric Hosmer, Robinson Cano, Bregman, Sugar Shane Bieber, Alfonso Soriano, Miguel Tejada, J.D. Drew, Carl Crawford was a good player. Pedro, Kirby, Fred McGriff, the crime dog. I mean, come on, these are big names.
What's funny is we just used that list the other day. You used it to debunk whether or not the All-Star game is that big of a deal compared to the Home Run Derby. You're like, the names in the Home Run Derby are way bigger than the names
they
in the All-Star
bigger
game.
They are
so
bigger names
now
in Home Run Derby.
Now I just use your own argument to defeat what you had said earlier in the week.
These are all good names. Yeah. These are all good, strong names, but the names are bigger in Home Run Derby.
I'm glad I made Owen laugh in there.
But you're still
– You are defeated.
I'm not defeated. The names are bigger in Home Run Derby.
You just use the same arguments on different days to prove different points.
You just tried to conflate an argument
made
on different
days. Who's the slippery wizard here,
Kenny? To get away from saying that Shane Bieber, I guess, doesn't have any more confidence in winning the
All-Star
Game MVP.
All I'm saying is that's just something you say. Hey, yeah, I got confidence now because I – well, who do you get out in the All-Star Game again?
So
– Kettle Marte.
Cattell. Again, you can't get the name right.
Right, because –
they come here for our baseball breakdowns, and boy, they love them, don't they?
But that underscores the point. No one knows who even got out in the All-Star game. I don't think that's going to be the difference in whether or not his career is transformed.
So this morning, Shane Bieber pours himself a cup of coffee and goes, hey, we got to move past that. People don't even know how to pronounce Cattell Marte.
Don't forget about Contreras, who I think this is like the fourth best Contreras that's played in Major League Baseball. All I'm saying is I think we're overanalyzing if we think Shane Bieber's going to be a different pitcher because he went out in the All-Star game and struck out the side.
That's not what I'm trying to
portray. Well, what
are
you saying then? Because it sounds like that's what you are saying.
No, that's not. That's not at all.
So tell me what you're saying, Ken. You have not told me what you're saying.
I've actually tried
Hold on.
Kenny, have I not tried to tell him like eight times?
What is Ken Carmen telling us?
I think that the experience itself adds a little more confidence to anyone for doing that.
I've tried to tell him this three times.
But it doesn't take away. So if he would have performed badly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I think your point was that that Brad Hand's experience may actually hurt him.
No, and I don't think it will. That's what
I'm just saying though.
Can Van Scoy help me? I want to know. Can Van Scoy, I'm sorry, can they help me with a beard? And I can have my ponytail, and then if I look like Kid, maybe you'll start to actually listen to me when I tell you the same thing Kid just told you three times.
No, but I'm laughing because I don't think any of that happens. I don't think you gain confidence or lose confidence based on the smallest of small sample sizes in the history. Three at-bats in an All-Star game isn't a small sample size of your entire career. Of course it is.
216-578-0092.
We're taking calls on this?
Yeah, might as well. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
This is lunacy of the highest order that you really believe. He was just saying it because it's a nice answer.
Play it again.
Yeah, get some confidence.
Play it again. Shane Bieber. This is Shane Bieber on the All-Star
game. Just like the Browns gained confidence for four preseason games.
Shane Bieber making him a...
Does that really help?
You agreed with me. You agreed. And that was the attempt.
How many times am I going to tell you? I was wrong.
You can't get away from the facts that the last 11 Super Bowl champions have had either a 500 or winning record in the preseason.
But then the New York Giants in 2007, 12 years ago, was 1-3.
And you know what he's doing? He's turning us against each other for something we both agreed with. Play the Shane Bieber audio.
Yeah, I think so. I felt like my debut again, but maybe even bigger. Obviously a bigger stage. And I think any experience you can get on any level at any stage is experience worth having. So I think that can always add to your career and where you've been and where you're going to go. So I think that'll definitely help.
I just think it can't hurt his confidence. It can't hurt his confidence. I don't think that he's going to be. I don't think that there's any proof. And remember, this is what I'm stating. Again, I don't think there's any proof that says that game is going to catapult him into being the next Tom Seaver. That's not what I'm pointing out. An already confident guy who's been an All-Star is going to be a little bit more confident if he's the All-Star
MVP.
So
your entire argument is that an All-Star game appearance will help you going forward.
That's what's
if you do
That's what you're saying.
No, it's so supposed only to. It doesn't always.
It's
it
supposed
doesn't always.
To?
It's supposed. Yeah, I mean, Danny Salazar fell off the face of the earth after his All-Star pick.
I do not think All-Star managers get in there 2 days before. Guys, let me help you understand something. The significance of what you're about to do, the two innings you play or the three batters you face, could forever change the history and the balance of power in Major League Baseball. So understand that you need to take this smallest of small sample sizes in the history of baseball and understand that this will forever transcend what will happen the rest of your career. Folks, take that ball and understand that this is your career hanging in the balance. Your future contract is hanging in the balance. The future wife or mistresses you might be with are hanging in the balance. Whoa. The kids that you end up siring because of this performance.
That's not. I'm not saying that's funny. So absurd. And I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying any of that. It's an honor to be an All-Star. So at least that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be an honor to be an All-Star. Nobody says that it doesn't help at all. Man, this doesn't. This is a meaningless honor. I mean, come on.
All the morons on Twitter right now agree with you, and I can't believe it.
Because it helps.
I'm devastated because Carlos Santana is going to go in the tank the second half of the season now because he just lost all confidence in his small sample size. I can't believe you guys are having this argument.
All right, well, okay, they're lined up. I'll get to him when we come back, okay? Is that okay? Right. We'll get to him when we come back.
Oh, my God. You guys believe this stuff? Hey, just like you believe press conferences.
By the way, Kenny, for the record, just like
same people.
When he takes this and turns it into something else 2 years from now, remember, we were on the same side together and everybody was with us.
You better pray Shane Bieber doesn't have a bad second half of the year because you're skyrocketing to the top of the bad take tournament. You are going to the top of the bad take tournament, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks,
I'm praying Shane Bieber plays well just for your sake.
You find folks out there know exactly what I'm pointing out.
Because this is going right to the bad take tournament.
This moron across from me is conflating everything. Okay, he's not a moron. He's very smart. That's the problem.
He's too smart.
He is too smart for his own good.
Ken, you're too smart to think that three batters is going to change the face of his career.
That's not what I'm pointing out for the 15th time. All right, you know what? I've tried talking sense to him. We'll let you guys do it next on The Fan. The tweets are just delicious.
They're making me actually feel better about my point of view.
I'm sure.
Because it's the same ratio right now that thought 4-0 Browns preseason mattered.
Conflating.
The same ratio that said, Aditi Kikobala kicked your ass.
Conflating.
The exact same thing.
Your Honor.
Oh, and by the way, bring on the Yankees. Those were the three times in the history of the show where I've been so ganged up on, which makes me feel even better about my opinion that I just shared.
Again, you're conflating. It's probably wrong because, again, we're talking about a man's mentality. I don't understand how you go out there and not be more confident after winning the All-Star Game MVP. Real quick, let's play Shane Bieber.
Uh-huh.
Let's play that audio. He was asked about will it make him a better pitcher yesterday in the media scrum before they get ready for a pivotal series against the Minnesota Twins tonight. Go.
Yeah, I think so. I felt like my debut again, but maybe even bigger. Obviously a bigger stage. And I think any experience you can get on any level at any stage is experience worth having. So I think that can always add to your career and where you've been and where you're going to go. So I think that'll definitely help.
Gordon Anthony, he's saying it just to say it.
Well, no. You just kind of mischaracterized what I had said. You
talked to my world.
That never happens
on
this show.
You came out of the break reveling in this because shocker, Twitter agrees with Ken. And Twitter's often wrong when they go down in the same hole with Ken. You said the confidence thing. No, the question wasn't the confidence. The question was, will this make him a better pitcher? And no, I don't think this makes him a better pitcher. Just like I don't think added motivation doesn't make Baker Mayfield a better quarterback. I think Baker is a good... I think what you do when you do things like this and you buy into these emotional arguments, you're shortchanging the athlete. Shane Bieber's a good pitcher because he's been a good pitcher. And Baker Mayfield is a good quarterback because he's a freaking talented, good quarterback. It's not because of any of that stuff.
Not shortchanging anybody.
It sounds like you are.
It's about
because you're acting like this is a little engine that could that needed all this extra force out there.
No, I'm not.
No, they're good because they're good. They're talented. Don't take anything away from them.
And an added confidence boost is never, ever going to hurt.
Yeah, but that confidence thing comes and goes so fast. If in the next game, just ask Brad Hand. Look at his confidence in the last month. His confidence was sky high when his ERA was under one, and now it's probably really shaken. But I don't think Brad Hand's confidence is shaken because of his All-Star performance.
We're going to talk about Brad Hand coming up here in less than 10 minutes. I got to read Jacob, where Jacob says, this sports boy Tony, the dumbest person on the planet where we have people licking food in a grocery store. There you go.
Oh. Score. You really beat me there.
Well,
Jim.
Real quick.
Can you do that again? You do the rest of the show like that?
Yeah. Yeah, if we get more tweets like that.
Jim says probably
like
the first time.
Like an eighth grade guy arguing on Twitter.
Probably the first time Shane
you
had
got
a packed,
pwned.
Probably the first time Shane had a packed house chanting his name, and that type of adrenaline is a new experience. Success in that spot should brood confidence.
Okay, so if you're saying that Brad Hand's confidence was waning going into this because of some bad performances he's had, well, why is it waning if he's had because of bad performances? If this All-Star game performance doesn't wane his confidence at all, then what's the difference? Why would this not make any difference in his confidence? But previous,
you got to understand, confidence is as fickle for a pitcher as your last batter. Like Corey Kluber.
It could be.
Corey
yes.
Kluber in Game 7 in the World Series should have had all the confidence in the world. Guys were chanting his name. He had dominated earlier, and then guess what? He lost it, and he was out from the moment one. That confidence didn't matter. I think you guys, and I just from what I'm sensing from the tweets and the people on Twitter, you read so much into these emotional arguments.
Really not.
Instead of just guys have good outings, guys have bad outings. And if it was as easy as, hey, I pitched well, that gave me confidence, then no guy would ever pitch bad again after he has confidence.
I really think
see
that,
how silly
again,
that is?
I think that you really
see, one guy already dropped off the phones because he knew he didn't have an argument.
You really discount.
So that's score one for the tone master.
I don't think
might have to go into work.
Champions pose already. They're dropping off because they know they don't have an argument.
I don't think you could do that.
Let's go to the phone. Nick in Lakewood. Nick, you're first up in the fan.
Hey, so anybody who doesn't think that it helps him as a pitcher is ridiculous and hasn't played sports.
I think you're ridiculous, Nick, for having this silly argument.
Yelling over him is going to make you right.
See how great of an argument technique that is? Not very good, Nick.
How do you not think it gives him confidence and helps him as a pitcher? If you're up on a bigger stage than your debut, as he feels, he said it in his quote, and he's up there, crowd's going crazy. He strikes out 3 All-Stars in a row, makes him look ridiculous, all right? That boosts your confidence. That's going to make him want to work harder, want to go farther, and want to do better.
Oh, that will make him want to go farther? He didn't have that edge going into this, Nick?
Nick, you're right.
You know how ridiculous that sounds. Shane Bieber did not need validation of an All-Star game going up against the 7, 8, 9 hitters who were all in the All-Star game. He didn't need that as something to propel his career forward.
If he did, he needs
to see a sports psychologist.
And I don't understand how it doesn't help. No one's saying he needed any of that validation.
Yeah, no one's sitting here saying
so
that.
So will this
be
make him a better pitcher or not, Ken? What's your point? What's your opinion?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Does it make him a better pitcher or not? Because that was the question of Shane Bieber.
If he uses it to go back to an experience.
No. The question was simple.
An answer. I'm giving you an answer.
You're stalling and you're not giving me an answer.
The answer is yes because experience always makes you better at what you do.
Write it down. It doesn't because guys go in the tank all the time. Guys end up losing it just like that. So don't say that.
But experience. But no. But experience will always make you better. It'll always make you better.
It doesn't make you better.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Back to the phones.
Ken has experience losing arguments against me. It has not made him better.
And he's better at losing arguments, isn't he?
Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah. First of all, I'm debating, is this the worst argument, or what am I doing?
No, Ken's had worse ones.
How much experience do you have in these bad arguments?
But you know, well, I'm married for over 20 years.
See? You're pretty good at it, aren't you?
Well, the question I was going to ask is, again, take the pitching out of it. All he focused on was the word experience. He wasn't talking about the game. All his mechanics aren't changing. His velocity's not going up. It's just in anything. Anthony, you do stand up on the side. I mean, you're going to tell me anytime you've done stand up, those experiences didn't help you as far as how you relate to the crowd or anything.
I was terrible at it either way.
There you go.
Well, but you at least from when you started. But all he was saying is, you know, as far as from the standpoint, as far as pitching in front of the television, hometown crowd, all that stuff. You don't think he can draw upon that if he's ever.
Well, here's my question, Henry. And yes, he might be able to draw upon it, but mechanics come and go. And all of a sudden, if he has a bad second half of the year, what are we going to say that the All-Star game now didn't help him? It hurt him. Like I think we're all overanalyzing right now.
Pitcher. I'm just saying any experience you can have, whether it's whatever it is, you take the word pitcher out of his title, put sales rep, put manager, whatever. And if whatever experiences you can do, again, just make you better. And then you can draw upon those experiences. That's all he was saying. Jesus, get on to a new argument. Let's talk about Hugh Jackson.
Great idea.
Thank you, Henry. That's something we can just all
Sashi or Hugh, 216.
Nick and Maslin. Nick, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Lyman, you missed the boat on this one, big guy.
100% of people agree with Ken, which unfortunately makes me feel even better.
So are you going to root for hold on. Go ahead, Nick. He knows where I'm going now.
Because Nick likes to pit me against a fan, so he's about to do it in less than 30 seconds.
There we go. Go ahead there, Nick.
If you've competed in sports in your life and you've been on any type of stage where it's accelerated from what you're used to, it's going to give you that little bit of oomph to do better the next time. Hey, I succeeded here. You know what? I can go a little further. It's not about, well, I beg God, I know I'm good. That's not it. That little bit of oomph gives you that next step to, you know what?
It's like when it goes to 11. Like when you have the amplifier and it goes to 10, Shane Bieber, he's got the All-Star Game MVP. His goes to 11.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It helps you get over the mountaintop. Nick, thank you for the call. Let me get to Tim and Beachwood.
Certainly worked for one-time All-Star J.D. Drew.
Tim and Beachwood, you're next up on the Fan.
That's Point Lima.
Hi.
Hey, so can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we
no,
got you,
we can't.
Go ahead, Tim.
Come on,
go
Tim.
Ahead, Tim.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
An experience does help pitchers, okay? You guys argue this with basketball, mostly you.
Yeah, it helped Andrew Miller.
Yeah, well.
Who's been horrible the last 2 years. All that experience helped him.
Yes. You guys sit there and say experience, you know, when it comes to the playoffs and people cracking under pressure and everything else. So experience does matter. And, you know, he's going against the best of the best. So him being able to strike out three, it does help him. And on another note, you know, this whole taking over Area 51,
uh-huh.
The only way they're going to be able to do that is if they storm it with Stifler.
Yes! There it is!
I knew it.
A minute in the making.
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Syphilis.
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 21 cases of syphilis.
Syphilis!
I said I have syphilis!
Oh my God, Hannah.
So during the call, we turned our mics off, and I was doing, I can name that syphilis call in
yes.
5 seconds. No, Anthony, I can name it in 4.
Usually I try to cut it off. And I was like, ah, it's Friday. I gotta
that was telegraphed worse than a Hogan leg drop.
Tell you that lady saying onion rings. That lady's totally saying onion rings.
She is not saying onion
she
rings.
She is saying onion rings at the beginning.
Are
hit
you
it
kidding?
Real
I'll
quick.
Play
hit
it again.
Please. Hit it again.
Can we hear it?
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Onion ring.
Say an onion ring.
One more time.
What do you mean?
What is she saying?
What do you mean? That's what she says.
No,
what do you mean?
No,
what do you mean?
Yes, she's not saying onion rings.
Hear it again.
Get your mind out of the kitchen.
Onion ring.
Onion ring.
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
That is not onion rings.
This is the first time Lima and I have agreed in 40 minutes.
It sounds like she
and
says.
And you're both wrong.
It sounds like she says blooming onion ring.
Let's get to, well, that's a different form of syphilis. Let's get to Ben and Akron. Ben, you're next up with the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I compare this to a situation with Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker Mayfield would have got into the Pro Bowl based on some injuries and threw 3 passes and a touchdown and won the Pro Bowl MVP. You don't think that would help his confidence?
Guess not. Guess not.
You really believe that, Ben? In the Pro Bowl where they don't, where it's touch football? And it's the 5th alternates playing on every team?
I do believe that would help him.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
I thought we could sneak that one by him. He was actually paying attention there. Ben, thank you for the call. Ben, you killed my
argument. In the Pro Bowl?
In the middle of the road. That was the Tiananmen Square of arguments. Ben, what are you doing?
Baker is the master of confidence. He needs no Pro Bowl.
Oh. What? You used Pro Bowl in my argument. Damn it.
Did Joe Thomas catch any passes in the Pro Bowl?
Go to hell. Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean that one, but get out of the studio again.
Never gave up a sack in the Pro Bowl.
That's true.
I just want to know, before I ask you about Brad Hand here.
Yes.
So are you hoping Shane Bieber struggles
no,
now the rest of the year?
Why are you doing this?
I think that's what you're doing.
Why are you doing
so
this?
So what are you going to do? You going to do a champion's pose when Shane Bieber struggles?
See, this is what happens every time. Ken's got to pit me against the
I'll
fans.
I'll tell you what, folks. If I could fit into a 57 jersey, I think I'm going to go buy it.
Unbelievable.
He's already got notes on time and day that this conversation happened. So if Shane Bieber falls off the cliff.
Which I don't think he will, by the way, because I think he's good.
Yep.
See, that's the beauty of this. He's good. He didn't need All-Star game, 1 inning, 7, 8, 9 hitter, striking him out. By the way, there were 24 strikeouts in that game, so all the pitchers have all the confidence in the world leaving that game. What happens when the Indians go up against another pitcher? What happens when they go up against Aroldis Chapman now in the playoffs? And all the new confidence Chapman has because he went 1-2-3 in the save situation in the 9th.
No one's saying this.
Well,
what is anybody saying? All I keep hearing is
All we're trying to say... For the umpteenth time, and you agreed, you didn't agree, but you saw Kenny's way. Obviously, I'm just too full of it for you.
Yeah.
Well. You can't tell me it doesn't make him a more confident pitcher. He's the All-Star Game MVP. He's on cloud 9 right now.
Shaking my head right now. I'm in disbelief. I'm ready to move on.
He is going to
I just say yes, it will we get to move on?
He's going to drive a brand new truck to the ballpark.
That's where the confidence comes. What kind of truck is it?
It's a truck that I'm not going to
not stop. Either of us advertise for.
I don't get paid either.
It's not your Ram. It's not my Sierra.
Which also I have a theory, by the way, behind that.
Go ahead.
Did they give him the MVP just so they didn't have to ship the truck across the country? All right, I'm kidding. All right, 216-578.
By the way, he keeps a truck, right? He's not selling it like you would on a game show.
I don't know.
I think he's got to give half of it back.
It's a brand new truck. Well, he can do whatever he wants.
The front end or the back end.
He can do whatever. He can sell it for charity if he wants to. We've already had those arguments before. He can do anything
like,
he wants to. It's his
like,
truck.
How does the dog wear the sweater? The this or the pants or the jeans? Is it this way or this way?
I thought it was, it's a fine product. It just isn't the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Anyway, 216-578-0092. All right, Brad Hand. Are you worried about Brad Hand?
You know, I don't know if it's worried. I just don't think Hand's going to pitch like he did the first half of the year. I think that's a little bit of an anomaly, but I do think he's really good. He's shown a track record of being really good. And I think the last 2.5 weeks, if you want to throw in the All-Star game, be my guest. I'm not too worried about the All-Star game. But if you want to just throw in that he has had much more traffic over the last 2 weeks, he's allowed more base hitters, base runners, more hitters. He's been a little more inaccurate, a little bit more wild.
Mm-hmm.
His location's been off. I would say that's normal. He should come back to the pack because he was under 1 in the ERA. He was pitching like Mariano Rivera. Brad Hand is not Mariano Rivera, but he is good, and he's got a track record here over the last few years of being pretty good. I think look at his numbers last year. That's more like what he's going to be the rest of the year.
I think even with Mariano Rivera or anybody else, and I think you're being very fair to him, I think overly fair. I can't believe I'm going to wear the black hat on this. I think with any single pitcher out there, and I don't want to give Jason any credit whatsoever, but when Jason's talking about trading the guy, I want to see what he does this weekend. It's going to be a pressure-packed weekend. You're playing the Minnesota Twins. I said, if you sweep this series some way, somehow, and you end up 2.5 games back, I think it's yours. I think that the history tells you, I think history starts to play in with the Twins a little bit, and I know you got a ton of season left, and anything can happen. I get that. But if we're going to talk baseball and we're going to stick our necks out there, you've climbed back from 11.5 back to 2.5 back if you were to sweep the series coming up. That would be huge. But going back to Brad
Absolutely.
Hand, if you struggle, it hurts in two ways. Because if I'm nervous about him, that might mean that a couple of suitors for a trade might be nervous about him. Then I don't know if I'm getting the same type of return. The other part is he's a closer. And a closer, if they're going to go, they start going at some point. They don't just fall off the mountain still getting saves.
Mm-hmm.
That really, unless they get injured, that really doesn't happen. So I have to be worried about a closer. I have to be. Anytime there's more traffic, anytime there's a couple of, I'm just sorry. It's the natural order of things in the position. It's such a difficult position to process. And because of the natural order of things, I wish I could sit here and be a homer about it. I can't do it. I have to say that, I'm worried when Brad Hand takes the mound.
Well,
I hope that he's able to figure it out and that quickly dissipates. But anytime a closer starts to falter a little bit, I gotta start to wonder.
Look, there are just so few just lockdown, shutdown closers where, like what we had with Andrew Miller and, you know, even Cody Allen would give up some traffic here and there. But when you had that, and God, they even brought in Joe Smith. When you have those kind of relievers who just are getting guys out, they're getting guys to swing and miss. And Hand had been that for most of the season. It's really just until the last few weeks. You know, he blew that save. What was that one? Against the Kansas City Royals.
A couple weeks ago,
Kansas City Royals. And then the next time out against Kansas City, he almost blew the save. But there was an amazing catch in the outfield that absolutely saved him. I think that was, I can't remember. All the nights
together. Tyler Naquin on right field, yes.
I just can keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it, but it's not like I think he's going to relinquish his role or anything like that.
We'll get back to this coming up in about an hour. 216-578-0092. News dump coming up in less than 20 minutes. And also, Melvin Gordon, he might be giving Myles Garrett some bad ideas. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.